News, I'm Ben Thomas. A momentous day in the Middle East. In Israel, all 20 of the remaining living hostages held in Gaza returned. Sam Mednick reports from Hostages Square in Tel Aviv.
This is the moment that this country has been waiting for. The last living 20 hostages are out of Gaza and they are in Israel. Now, the feeling here in Hostages Square has been going on since the early hours of the morning. Some people even slept here at night. Jubilation, cheering, any sign of the hostages on the screen, people erupted in applause. Now there are 28 hostages still left in Gaza. They are deceased and their bodies are expected to come out later.
Israel freed more than 1,900 Palestinian prisoners. Saker Megani reports President Trump was on the scene.
President Trump addressed Israeli lawmakers, urging Israel to build on a fragile U.S. brokered truce with Hamas.
Generations from now, this will be remembered as the moment that everything began to change.
Toward what he hopes is peace for all eternity. To that end,
Israel, with our help, has won all that they can. By force of arms, you've won.
The president pushing the Israelis to work on peace after 2 years of war.
I am committed to this peace.
The president and Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu raised hopes the war may end. And even as hundreds of Palestinian prisoners held in Israel walked free, along with all 20 remaining living hostages in Gaza, there are still fundamental questions over when and how the fighting might stop. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
In North Carolina, Republican legislative leaders setting a vote for next week on redrawing the state's U.S. House map. On Wall Street, stocks rallied to recover more than half of Friday's sell-off. The Dow jumped 1.3%, the S&P 1.6, the NASDAQ 2.2. This is AP News. In baseball, Game 2 of the American League Championship Series getting underway in Toronto, with the Mariners having taken Game 1. The Blue Jays are sending Trey Yesavage to the mound, but Gethin Kulbaugh reports the standout rookie says his family's faced abuse since his impressive postseason debut against the Yankees.
It's sad to see that people close to me are being attacked for my performances on the field.
Yesavage, who is set to start Game 2 on Monday, declined to answer follow-up questions.
It's just really sad.
Blue Jays manager John Schneider commended him for addressing the issue.
For a guy that is 22 and just arrived in the big leagues and understands that he has a really, really good support system.
Yesavage set a Blue Jays postseason record by striking out 11 Yankees in 5 1/3 hitless innings in the AL Division Series. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.